Hello and welcome to another episode of Gilligan's Isle of ADD. I'm going to continue on with the RPG a day thing. So I'm going to do number 6 to 10 here. Hope everybody's been gaming a lot and been busy and creating things, doing some world building, hanging out with buddies, all that kind of fun stuff. So the first one is favorite game you've never get to play. So I'm going to go with the original edition of Advanced Fighting Fantasy as my favorite game that I never get to play. That was one that I spent a lot of time with. Unfortunately, they're really hard to get a hold of, those books nowadays. I do have a copy somewhere of the original Fighting Fantasy rules, but the actual like role-play version of the game, which has got a very weird cover. I really enjoyed that. The biggest problem with that system was it was very easy to get completely power, like super powered up. But it was really fun. The newer version of the game I haven't actually ran yet. And that's another one that's on my list of games I'd like to run at some point. It fixed a lot of those sort of issues of the original version of the game. But I think it's the nostalgia thing of wanting to play something that I played a lot when I was a kid. Also, the world is amazing. Titan, if you get a chance to do some reading up on it, I think Titan Wiki, or just Google Fighting Fantasy Titan, and it's just got some interesting stuff in it. It's sort of like kind of the Warhammer English kind of D&D world. And it's different than, you know, the ones that we're used to, like Greyhawk and Mystara and stuff like that. I have no idea what smartest RPG I've ever played means. That's number 7. Smartest RPG you've played. I don't know what they mean by that. Does it mean like the author was really smart? Your characters are really smart? I don't really get it. Does it mean that you just need to spend a ridiculous amount of time reading the handbook? Because I mean, I don't know if I would consider 5e smart, but it requires a lot of brain power sometimes if you're going to do a build. I don't know. It's a weird one. I have to listen to some of the other stuff that people have come up with to see what their thoughts were on it. Obviously, Traveler is interesting, but I mean, it's still not smart. I don't know. Maybe the smartest RPG I've ever played is, I don't know, Skyrim. I'm not really sure on that one. That's a weird question. As I mentioned, favorite character that I've ever played. I think I've made a bunch of iterations of the exact same character, or at least variations on it, but typically I like playing thieves. Normally when I play 5e, I'm always kind of the heal bot and I'm in the background. But I like playing these sort of Robin Hood type characters, although not so smart. I think that's kind of my general guy. Probably one of the funnest characters I ever created, which wasn't for me, was for my wife. We were playing Out of the Abyss, and I basically built her a female version of the Dread Pirate Roberts, and that was a lot of fun. She really got into it and was super excited about it. But yeah, for me, it's really just about these crazy characters that, you know, as some guys can attest, I always pull the lever. I always try and move things forward. Especially when we get into the sort of old school essentials, tactical, you know, being very careful about things and stuff like that. At some point in time, I just need to move it forward. And a lot of the times that's because at some point my character dies, but that's fine. At least it kind of makes things happen. That said, I very often don't get past first or third level or whatever, which is entirely fine. But yeah, most of my characters are kind of similar in that, yeah, they're sort of the Robin Hood type, you know, a thief, but, you know, with some morals, I guess. And I honestly can never remember any of their names because, well, obviously, they die often. So the next one is favorite dice. I have lots of different dice. I have a clear set that's probably my favorite DM dice. It rolls extremely well when I'm DMing. It is god-awful terrible if I'm using them as a player, and I've gotten to the point where I don't use them. I don't think the green dice that I use all the time, these Wiz dice ones, those are just sort of my playing dice all the time, and they're sitting on my desk. I like them. I wouldn't say they're my favorite, but they're always here. But yeah, I guess I don't really know if I have a favorite. I'm sure that everybody has a favorite, but those are sort of the ones that I typically use. I do have a set of metal ones that I quite like, at least the weight of, but my go-to are the Wiz dice. And they're kind of 50-50, just like every other set of dice. I don't think these ones have any special magic. The clear ones that I have for DMing, though, do. My worst set of dice are these green ones that are like camo green with like orange writing that I cannot read. There's a funny meme about that, about when we get older, getting, you know, the clearest black and white dice that we can possibly get so that we can read easy. So, yeah, I kind of like the just white and black on white ones. Anyway, favorite tie-in fiction. That's a weird one. I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a Drizzt Do'Urden fan. I don't really like the Forgotten Realms, but I do like some of those stories, or at least the few, first few. I don't know if there's anything that really stands out for me. I do like all these adventures or adventure settings that are based on works that are now in the public domain, or variations on them. There's a pile of them out there. Neverland, Oz. Those are always kind of interesting because you can kind of use these little bits and pieces from the original storyline and change it and modify it. But still, it's a familiar thing. You know, Alice in Wonderland, those kinds of things. A lot of FP is really good about putting out those kinds of books, but they're variations on much more lot FP'd versions of them. So things are scarier and darker and weirder and really weird. That's not really fiction, though. It's just discussing the idea of, yeah, that, you know, there's these books in the public domain that work really well. The more I read about Holmes and reading Blue Home, Journeyman Rules, or whatever the bigger version of the book is, there's a lot of sort of sci-fi elements in it, and I'm a big fan of John Carter, and I've always wanted to run a game like that. The other one that I wanted to run is sort of based on that Trip to the Moon video. It's a really old movie that's like 8 minutes long or whatever. I always thought that would be a fun kind of adventure to run, but I kind of like getting away from standard sort of medieval fantasy kind of stuff, and like reading Anomalous Subsurface Environment, or ASE, or however it is, things like that. Maybe mashing up the whole Gamma World or Mutant Future or Labyrinth Lord kind of thing, and aliens, all kinds of weirdness, not a usual kind of planet, not the usual medieval peasants and all that kind of stuff that goes along with it. I don't know, I'm just sort of starting to get into the whole make it weird thing. It's just sort of bored of the usual thing, this starting town in some sort of almost Earth, but not quite. You know, and there's a baron and a lord and bandits, and there's a dragon, and, you know, it's just kind of, I don't know. I played those games a bunch of times, and I'm kind of getting, wanting to do something a little different, a little weirder, you know, just sort of throw things on its head a little bit. So, you know, the starting town might be, you know, the crashed spaceship, and that's kind of it. A little bit John Carter and a little bit, I don't know, all those really good sort of sci-fi kind of old school films. Anyway, I think that's about it for me. I probably have to get my butt to work shortly, so have a good rest of your day.